Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks City Council considers an ordinance tonight that would remove a local ban on marijuana consumption at some local cannabis shops. The state has legalized on-site consumption at approved retailers, but communities can still ban it. City Ordinance co-sponsor Councilmember Shoshana Kuhn says the measure is a response to some people who say they have no place to legally consume the drug.
The city has the responsibility to ensure that, for one, it follows what state code offers, and for two, that it provides those safe spaces to consume cannabis and not risk getting a ticket and not risk a $500 cleaning fee, for example, in a hotel room.
Kuhn notes demand for on-site consumption by people who use cannabis for both medical and recreational reasons, including tourists. She acknowledges concern about people driving under the influence, an issue the council was briefed on by local law enforcement at a work session last week. She says marijuana DUIs typically involve alcohol and other drugs. Some other council members, as well as Mayor Jim Matherly and Police Chief Eric Jukes, have expressed safety and public health concerns related to on-site consumption. The ordinance is up for a second reading and public hearing at tonight's City Council meeting, which starts at 6:30 at City Hall. Operations at the new University of Alaska Fairbanks power plant are now expected to begin in mid-May, about 6 months behind schedule. Doug Smith, the project manager from contracting firm Haskell Davis Joint Venture, gave an update last week for the Energy for All Alaskans Task Force, hosted by the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. Although the power plant failed to meet the original timetable, Smith said the project is expected to finish within the $284 million budget. Two North Pole area lakes that were recently closed to fishing because of water pollution had concentrations of contaminants well above Environmental Protection Agency advisory levels. Alaska's Department of Fish and Game announced the closure Wednesday of both Kimberly Lake, which is northwest of North Pole High School, and Polaris Lake on Eielson Air Force Base. In addition to closing these two lakes, Fish and Game has suspended the stocking of hatchery fish to all lakes on Eielson Air Force Base. The contaminants are a type of man-made chemical known as PFAS. They're used in numerous consumer products from non-stick frying pans to raincoats, although most of the water contamination in Alaska is linked to firefighting foam. They're a type of pollutant that's known as an emerging contaminant because it's been found to cause sickness in animals, but the extent of its risks to humans isn't yet well understood. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.